Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I'm so excited to have you connected on today, and this is the podcast where we come together every single week to grow and to learn together. Next Level Leader is very intentional about making certain we create a community for leaders who really want to grow and develop. I just believe that this is a space where iron sharpens iron. If you are a next level leader, you already know this is a place where we get practical skills, application that can help us all become the leaders that God has called us to become. I am so thankful for you. I want to make sure that you share this podcast with as many people as you can. Please do that. And let me know if this is blessing you by following me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Follow me there. Let's communicate. Let's develop an awesome community there. And I want you to also go to my website, josephwalker3.org, for more content and things that can be a tremendous blessing to you. I appreciate you in advance for that. Let me tell you, really, really excited about all that's happening. And of course, I do want you to know that my wife and I have a wonderful podcast over there on YouTube. Love for you to go check it out. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go check it out. It'll definitely bless your life. And I appreciate you. And I hope you'll do that. We appreciate you. And we're going to get right into today's topic. I'm excited about this one. How to pay attention to details. You know, as a leader, I found out that when you're moving into the execution of vision, starts with this space of ideation. I talk about this in my book, No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution. That's a big idea. And you have this idea, this vision, and you're often trying to move it out of theory into praxis. You bring it down into praxis, and then you're ready to execute it. You have a team around it. You have clarity. But a part of what I've learned is that in executing vision, and you have to pay attention to the details. Sometimes we end up moving too fast and we miss the details. And that's why I want to talk about this first principle, slow down. Heard a wonderful quote that the fastest and best way to get there is slow. Sometimes at the warp speed that we're moving, sometimes we're moving so fast, trying to push this out and push that out and move on to the next thing, that we lose sight of precious details. So you have to create a culture where you are methodical, efficient, but you slow down enough to really pay attention. What I've tried to do is develop that and continuously go back. And I have gone back redundancy over and over to make sure that things were presented in a space of excellence. Because what I learned as a leader, you cannot expect what you do not inspect. So maybe this is an opportunity for you. So you're moving around the country, doing all these things, in all these meetings, delegating all these responsibilities, to slow down, have a checklist, pay attention to the details. Number two, you have to have somebody working in the weeds. When I talk about the weeds, those are your minutia people. Those are the people I talk about in my book, No Opportunity Wasted, Make Stuff Happen People. The people that are so focused in the weeds, they pull back all the details, they read the fine print, the people that do all the checklists. You as the next level leader often are dealing with things at a higher level. You need to have people that just are gurus in the weeds that will bring things to you that you otherwise would have overlooked. These people are essential to your team, and I enjoy having people like that. They are very diligent. And they are focused on nothing else but the minor details to make certain that everything is happening as it should. So make certain that you have somebody, some people, some team assigned to work in the weeds. Number three is something I want to talk about. It's called compliance. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care how amazing your vision is, how wonderful your vision, your business is. Doesn't matter how much money you're making and
how well you say you're doing on social media, if you do not understand compliance, you will fail. Compliance means that I take time to focus on making certain that I am compliant in my fiscal matters, in my tax matters, in my marketing matters. I want to make sure in my HR matters that I am compliant. And doing that means you don't take things for granted. Oh, they handled that for me. Oh, they're taking care of that for me. No, I want to look at it. I want to make sure that things are connecting and lining up as they should. Compliance is so key. And if you don't have compliance, things will blow up in your face and you'll be sitting back wondering what happened. And you'll be held responsible for something that you as the leader should have been on top of. So sometimes as a next level leader, you have to really go through and do these internal audits yourself just to make sure that every single thing you do is compliant. I'm a stickler to that. It's something as a leader, I preach it, I teach it, I talk about it, I live it, I exude it, because I really want to make sure that every single I is dotted, every T is crossed. I'm leaving no gaps for interrogation and accusation. I really want to make sure that I'm doing all the things above board that are necessary. And when you are paying attention to the details, you absolutely appreciate and you are not offended by challenges to be compliant. As a consequence, what I have learned, number four, is success is in the follow through. Make no mistake about it. I delegate a situation to someone and I leave it there and believe that they're actually going to get it done. Do I follow through to make sure that thing got done? For example, I was at a particular establishment, chain kind of establishment, you know? They have many different stores around the world. And I asked the question to a person who worked there. They in turn took me and pointed me down the aisle I need to go. Not only did they do that, handed me off to another person. And then like 10 minutes later, they saw me in the store and came back and found me and asked me, did I get the help that I needed? Sometimes we pass people off, wash our hands, and then we don't follow through. And people fall through the gap. Sometimes we give information and we don't follow through to make sure people actually did what you asked them to do. Did you call that number? Did someone pick up? If you don't follow through, person say, I called the number, nobody answered, so I moved on to something else. See, that's not follow through. Follow through is intentionally making certain people get the help, the resources that they have asked for. When you focus on follow through, let me tell you, it will be an extraordinarily successful thing for you. Follow through is a culture. It's a mindset. And it's something that you cannot take for granted. It's about details. It's about details. It's not about constantly interrogating your team about, did you do this? Did you do that? It's about just making certain you have systems in place to follow up, to make sure the customer, the client, the congregant is getting what they need. Here's the next thing. This is the big one. Strong communication. Details are about how you communicate specifically what it is you're trying to do and what you need done. When I communicate responsibilities and roles, I do not leave things to chance. I take my time and I communicate with clarity and efficiency. With specificity, this is what I need you to do and how I need you to do it and when I need you to do it. And so therefore, people have a very clear path forward in terms of what's being asked of them and when the deliverable is. So we can't assume that people understand what we're saying just because we say it the way we've always said it. So a part of communication is paying attention to the details. I am measured in how I speak. My wife has this thing she does, and I didn't understand it until later. We'd order food through the drive-thru at any particular restaurant, and she would say, could you repeat the order? We'd be in a restaurant, and we'd be in a hotel, rather, and she'd order room service, and she'd say, now, can you repeat that order back to me? Because what she's really doing is putting a demand on the people who took the order to follow through to make sure they did it with accuracy. That's what details are about. The reason why you leave and end up with the wrong order or didn't get your fries or didn't get, you know, your drink when you ordered room service, you didn't get the juice you ordered, you just got water, because you didn't create a climate and culture of follow through. Follow through is huge. And when you do that, it'll really be a blessing to you. So we're talking about this idea that if you follow through, then I think you, number six, take nothing for granted. Take nothing for granted. I want to say it loud for the people in the back. Take nothing for granted. Let me tell you something. As a next level leader, when I focus on details, I don't make assumptions and just continue to run with it. I don't just keep moving around and thinking that things are going to magically appear or happen. I recognize that it's important that I have the energy of intentionality around those things and I steward leadership in a way that gets those things done. I do not assume that people understand what I'm saying. I do not assume that people are going to do what they're asked to do. I do not assume that people who hear me in the way in which I intended to be heard. So I'm always going back, doubling down to make certain, do you understand? Was I clear? Do I need to explain further? Do you need me to give you an example? These things are important. They're details that I do not rush by. That's why I say you must slow down and you must be methodical. You must talk with precision and you must make certain at all costs, you have to make certain you take nothing for granted. When you're moving as a leader and all the different things are happening and people are doing this and another team is doing that, sometimes it's easy to take things for granted, that things aren't automatic. And thank God that they may be. Thank God that you built a team, they're efficient, they're moving, but never take for granted that that team cannot miss something. I've had some of my most efficient and effective people drop major balls because I just took for granted they were going to do it. So you have to create this kind of culture of follow through where people can really look and find out are things moving and progressing at the pace and at the way in which the leader has asked them to move. Very, very important. I want to revisit these points for you today as we've been talking about, you know, how to pay attention to the details. And the first thing we're talking about is slowing down, just pacing yourself, not moving too fast, reading stuff too fast, talking too fast in a deal. Take your time, process what's happening, ingest, digest, right? Take time to hear everything. Listen to the fine print. Read the fine print. And if not you, have somebody, number two, that's able to work in the weeds. Who are your minutia people? Who are those people that do that heavy lifting? Who are the people that are the gurus who love to be in those spaces that they are all the time, just making certain that things are happening the way they should, which means they understand, number three, compliance, compliance, compliance. They get it. Compliance matters. And it is important for organization to maintain that so that you can bring integrity to the life and spirit of your organization. And when you walk with compliance, amazing things begin to happen because you have a culture of follow through. We follow through. We check up on this. We're not babysitting, but we do make certain that things that are supposed to happen are happening. All that's called is follow through. And we take nothing for granted. Because we have strong communication. We talk things out. We take our time. We focus. Ladies and gentlemen, details matter. And I want to repeat what I said earlier as I was explaining the details from my seventh principle. You cannot expect what you do not inspect. As a leader, you're going to have to spend time evaluating, looking at, personally auditing areas that you are responsible for to make sure that things are getting done the way they should. It doesn't make you a taskmaster or a micromanager. It just means that you've got your finger on the pulse of what's going on and nobody knows like you know what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Details matter. Everything you see done in an amazing, extraordinary level, done publicly, behind the scenes, the detail people are making it happen. I remember, man, watching President Obama when he came to our city and I was there and had a pass to get in. And I saw these people going underneath this high school that he was speaking at. I saw them running cords and cable lines. And I asked one of the Secret Service agents who I was with, tell me what this is. We have to create, you know, a dedicated line. So in the case of an emergency, the president can still operate no matter where he or she is. I thought to myself, wow, so really you got people so focused on every detail of his visit that nothing is left or taken for granted. Absolutely. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort to do that. And perhaps that's why some people just skirt over things and move at a pace in which they're not concerned about those things. And if you're going to be a next level leader, you've got to take time, focus on, be efficient in the details. Because details, ladies and gentlemen, they absolutely matter. I want to thank you. I just want to thank all of you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope this has been a blessing to you. I hope you have received it. And listen, this is what it's all about. It's about growing together. It's about understanding details matter. And as we are moving from ideation to manifestation, executing vision, make certain you take your time and get those people around you that can read every line, read between the lines, dot every I, cross every T. Make certain that everything you submit is compliant, that making certain your paperwork is together, your HR records are together, making certain that everything you do is top-notch, because that's the kind of leader you are. You are a next level leader. I want to thank you, and I want to encourage you again to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Please do that. Let me know out there on Instagram if you were blessed by today's podcast. I hope you will do that. Go to josephwalker3.org for my book. I reference it, No Opportunity Wasted, The Art of Execution. Go get that book. I promise you it'll change your life. Also, I just want to encourage you not only to do that, but I want to make certain that you go and subscribe to our YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. My wife and I have this wonderful page where we are really empowering people at every turn. And we appreciate you and hope you will be a part of that community and be a part of our conversations even as we go forward. I'm thankful. I appreciate you hearing me today. I hope that you will tune in next week as we continue to bring you content that we believe can be a blessing to help you get to the next level. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. You've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Until then, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.